PW Torch Brand Extension Draft is brought to you by FanEssentials.net, providing you with apparel for your favorite sports franchise.
Okay, and it's also brought to you by Loot Crate. July is Futuristic Month, and for less than $20 a month, you can get 6 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel collectors, and unique one-of-a-kind items and more. Type in PW Torch and save $3 on any new subscription.
Good afternoon, people, and welcome to the 2016 PW Torch Brand Extension Draft as we usher in a new era of professional wrestling coverage. I'm Pat McNeil. I'll be one of your hosts today. Joining me, my semi-regular host on the Wayback Playback, he is my co-host on that show, and appears also on the live cast and the Saturday morning live cast, Mr. Jim Valley.
Jim, it's great to be here, Pat. This? It's great to be here, Pat. It's a seminal moment in PW Torch newsletter entertainment.
Absolutely. I think I should explain what's about to happen here. Due to the explosion in pro wrestling content that's going to be starting over the next couple of weeks, management has decided that PW Torch will be divided into two brands. The brands are going to be PW Torch Raw and PW Torch SmackDown. It looks as if our esteemed leader Wade Keller will, of course, be on both brands. But we're about to draft the various writers, columnists, and podcasters into either brand, and some of them will now be exclusive to PW Torch, and some of them will now be exclusive to PW Torch Raw, and some of them will be exclusive to PW Torch SmackDown. This is a very exciting moment, Jim, and I certainly hope that we get to work together. I'm told that as the announcers for this show, Jim, we are going to be drafted after everybody else is done, though, in order that
so
we
you'll have to
can
go
remain
to,
unbiased.
You'll have to go to the website to draft to see where we end up.
Yes, but I'm told that Mr. James Caldwell will be acting as the PW Torch Raw GM, and Mr. Sean Radican will be acting as the PW Torch SmackDown GM. And in order to explain this concept and to talk about what we have in mind for the PW Torch Brand Extension Draft, I'm going to bring in our boss, the owner of the PW Torch, Mr. Wade Keller. Wade, are you there?
I am. I was expecting entrance music, Pat.
This is a serious moment, Wade. I'm sorry.
Well, it was very serious on Raw when the chairman walked out, Pat, and he got music. There we go. Now I feel like I've been given a proper introduction for such an occasion. I would like to say up front, Pat, that there is a chance that I'll just change my mind on anything at any given time. So I just want for you to understand, I could change my mind at any time.
That's true, but this is still a very important moment in PW Torch history. And how did you come up with the idea for turning PW Torch into two separate brands?
Well, really, we just had too many staff entertainers, I think, for one brand, and we do have our shareholders, our stockholders, Wall Street, to answer to, and they want to see growth. And I felt that by having unique unique staff writers on two separate brands would make everybody a lot more happy.
Okay, well, that's these brands will the staff come together for the events that involve both brands, like SummerSlam, Survivor Series?
That is something that we are working on behind the scenes and is still being worked out. Do not believe the rumors that you read on social media. There are people, there are leeches out there who are going to try for their social media growth and reputation to spread malicious rumors about what we are doing and guessing sometimes just to hope they get things right so they can brag about it for years to come. But that is something that is still being worked on. I would say, Pat, I'd like to give you the scoop that we are leaning towards mega events on very special occasions where our staff entertainers will commingle.
Yes. Okay, Jim.
So, Wade, how much pressure did Bonnie Hammer put on you to do this?
Oh, Bonnie Hammer is tremendous to work with. She is darling. We get along great. We are always on the same page. She knows to defer to me. But that said, every idea she's ever had has been fantastic and has really helped the growth of PW Torch, which will now be a dual brand roster extension split.
Wade, you know, I know that we're about to start and careers or could change any moment, but
yeah.
I really want to ask you about the competition here. Do you think that this draft will define the legacy of James Caldwell and Sean Radican?
Oh, it absolutely will. In fact, I will be keeping a close eye on every decision that they make, and really it will determine their long-term fate, and frankly, because I might change my mind at any given time about how they are doing and how I assess how they're doing, there's a chance that their fate will be determined in the short run also.
Okay, well, Wade, thank you very much for taking the time out to speak with us and for this very candid and confidential interview. We will have to let you get back to work as we're almost ready to start the draft now.
I wish you luck, and I mean that. I hope things go well for you, Pat, for your sake.
Thank you, Wade. Definitely.
And you too, Jim.
That.
Yes. Yes, sir. You're very welcome.
Okay, that is the CEO of Pro Wrestling Torch and TDH Communications, Mr. Wade Keller, checking in at the start of the PW Torch brand extension draft. We have no idea, of course, what could happen next. But Jim, I think that our first selection is in, and we're about to throw it to our PW Torch draft commissioner, Mr. Johnny Fairplay. Hold on.
With the first pick in the 2016 PW Torch Brand Extension Draft, PW Torch SmackDown selects Bruce Mitchell.
Oh boy, that's big news, Jim. Bruce Mitchell going to PW Torch SmackDown. I think that's a major coup for SmackDown.
I'll tell you what, he's an impact player, Pat. He's known to make it happen and lay the smack down. And I think this is a big, big move for PW Torch SmackDown.
Okay, well, I was going to go to break right away, but I think we need to get in some expert analysis from our PW Torch draft expert. Please welcome to the program, Jim, Mr. Kylan Furlow. Kylan, your thoughts on the pick of Bruce Mitchell going to the PW Torch SmackDown brand?
Excellent pick. Bruce is a valuable asset to whatever brand he is chosen to go to, so this is an excellent coup by the SmackDown commissioner.
Okay, let's see. We're obviously this puts the pressure on James Caldwell, who is set to pick next. What are your thoughts? What's on the top of your board for James to do?
Well, if I were James, the logical choice to pick would be either Greg Parks or Travis Bryant.
Okay. Well, definitely, they're definitely atop our board. Thank you very much, Kylan. We'll be checking back in with you later. Right now, though, we do have to take a commercial timeout before the next pick comes in. But we are on standby. We are waiting for James Caldwell to submit the first pick to us. And after that happens, let's go ahead and take a brief commercial timeout, and we will return with more of the 2016 Pro Wrestling Torch Brand Extension Draft after this word from our sponsor.
If you're like me, you've got a list of your favorite podcasts that you listen to throughout the week and also your favorite websites that you listen to throughout the week, but they don't always overlap. But in the case of PW Torch, they do. We hope not only will you listen to the PW Torch livecast every day, but also visit pwtorch.com every day for the latest insider perspective, breaking news, TV reports, live event reports, live pay-per-view coverage, exclusive editorials, and a wide range of other features. Check it out every day. It's mobile-friendly, desktop and laptop-friendly. Stay up to the minute, stay up to date with pwtorch.com.
We return to the 2016 PW Torch Brand Extension Draft. sponsored by FanEssentials.net. If you would like to get all of your favorite NBA team's merchandise delivered straight to your doorstep, check out FanEssentials.net. All you do is pick your favorite sports team, and every month you get your team's gear shipped right to your door. It makes a great gift for any sports fan. Prices start at just $34.99. And visit FanEssentials.net and use promo code PWTORCH at checkout for 30% off of your first month. FanEssentials.net for all the essentials you need. And we return now to the PW Torch brand extension draft. In case you just joined us, Bruce Mitchell, the first selection from the PW Torch SmackDown brand. Jim, I think that's I don't know if I would say that's a surprise. I think a lot of people actually expected that.
Yeah, and you can see right now Bruce Mitchell standing next to Johnny Fairplay holding up the Survivor bandana, indicating that he has gone to PW Torch SmackDown.
Okay, let's see. Hold on. Yeah, I wanted to try and get hold of Bruce Mitchell, but I don't think we're going to have time to do that right now because our next pick is in. Let's go back to our brand commissioner for the draft, Mr. Johnny Fairplay.
Really quickly, guys, are we all in fear that this is already better than what we're going to see next Tuesday? Can we all go to an agreement
it's definitely more exciting, I'd say.
Okay, and for the record, I definitely would have gone youth on my first pick. I don't know. Bruce Smith, we'll see. Okay, with the first pick in the 2016 PW Torch brand extension draft, PW Torch Raw selects Todd Martin.
Oh, my goodness. Todd Martin, maybe a bit of a surprise, going to the PW Torch Raw brand. Well, let's get some expert analysis on this. We're going to go to Chicago for PW Torch draft expert Boris Roberts. Boris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Boris, your thoughts on the selection of Todd Martin to the PW Torch Raw brand?
I think it was an excellent selection. I think it brings credibility to the brand, and it can't pick a better person. I do have a question.
Okay. Absolutely.
With the nature and the environment that this particular person, Mr. Travis Brant, what is your prediction on when he'll be drafted and what brand will suit the nature and unpredictability of the way that character is?
Well, usually I'm the one asking the questions on these, but Jim, I feel that the unpredictable nature of Travis Bryant, based on the East Coast cast, I think he'd be a good fit for Raw. Except the issue is, at that point, you're talking about breaking up the Friday team of Bruce Mitchell and Travis Bryant.
Well, this is just the kind of thing that could happen. I mean, we could see teams get split up. We could see all kinds of changes in the dynamic and the relationships of the PW Torch website. So this is just kind of the excitement and writing entertainment that we've expected from a PW Torch Raw and PW Torch SmackDown.
Came all the way up from Greensboro, North Carolina. Why I did this instead of Bruce Mitchell, this is Pat McNeil and Jim Valley with your PW Torch brand extension draft coverage. Obviously, you heard about this minutes ago on the live cast. How do you feel about being selected by PW Torch SmackDown as the first pick of the draft?
Not surprised.
Not surprised at all?
It seems like, I mean, if I was picking and I wasn't me, I would pick Nick.
Okay. Jim?
Very accurate and particularly humble, but there he is, Bruce Mitchell, just like many trash-talking first-round draft picks. He's got the swag, which you need that kind of confidence if you're going to be first in the draft.
I need to talk to my agent. Where am I getting my merchandising from? Where are my shoes?
I think that has to go through the general manager of PW Torch SmackDown, who is Sean Radican. What are your thoughts about do you think you'll be providing Sean with some advice as to who to pick in the upcoming rounds of the draft?
No, as long as I'm taken care of, I'm really not a team guy. There is no I in team, and I'm about the I. So I'm not concerned with whoever else is on the team with me.
Okay, let's see. I have a special announcement that is it's being made right now. I have a special announcement in my headset. The VIP $1 sale just started at pwtorch.com/govip. Use the coupon code TORCHDRAFT That gets you $9 off any VIP subscription, so a $10 one-month sub is just $1 and gets you access, of course, to the PW Torch Raw brand and the PW Torch SmackDown brand. Bruce, obviously, on behalf of all of us here, we wish you good luck in your future endeavors on PW Torch SmackDown.
What happened? I was the first draft.
We wish you the best of luck on PW Torch SmackDown, and we look forward to your show coming up this Friday.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
Okay. Bruce Mitchell, not exactly humble, but, you know, when you go first in the draft, that's what happens. I want to go to the social media lounge here. Jim, Iconic One has already said that Greg Parks needs to be the next draft pick and that Bruce is over the hill. I'm not sure that's a popular opinion of anybody's.
Well, you know, it all depends on what your strategy is. Do you want? I think if you're going to a SmackDown, which is seen sometimes as the secondary brand, you need that marquee name. You need that household name, and certainly Bruce Mitchell does deliver that. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the next pick for SmackDown is. Do they go with youth? What kind of dynamic are we going to see with Bruce Mitchell? Now, Bruce says he doesn't care, so maybe we'll see some sort of wild card pick. Maybe we could see Michael Moore or someone like that drafted. It's all up in the air right now and could be a very interesting dynamic for a PW Torch SmackDown.
Yes, anything is possible. We're going to take this time out, and when we return, we will have round two of the PW Torch Brand Extension Draft exclusively here on PW Torch Livecast. So don't touch that button.
Do you shop at Amazon.com? If so, do you know there's a way for you to support the PW Torch Livecast without doing anything different other than starting your shopping at pwtorch.com/Amazon? When you go to pwtorch.com/Amazon, click on the Amazon link, and you land at the Amazon homepage. But anything you buy on that shopping trip, we get a commission for. It's a way to throw a few extra quarters, maybe a couple bucks in the tip jar, as a way to say thanks for what we do here at the PW Torch Livecast. So next time you're about to shop at Amazon, don't type in AMAZ. Stop right there and type in pwtorch.com/Amazon. That's pwtorch.com/Amazon. A free, easy way to help support what we do here at the Livecast. Thank you. When you're looking to tune in live to the PW Torch Livecast, find out about the next episode, or just catch up on an episode you missed, go to our new website, pwtorchlivecast.com. You can select shows by specific day, specific host, and format, including a grid of our latest interviews and best of selections on the homepage. That is pwtorchlivecast.com, where you can stream our show live and listen to past shows on demand. That's pwtorchlivecast.com.
We now return to the 2016 PW Torch Brand Extension Draft here on pwtorchlivecast.com, which is presented by the PW Torch Newsletter. Enjoy both the PW Torch Raw and PW Torch SmackDown brands by subscribing and becoming a Torch VIP member. You go to pwtorch.com/govip and use the code TORCHDRAFT to save $9 off of any VIP subscription. Pat McNeil back with Jim Valley. A very exciting round one, I would say, thus far in the PW Torch Brand Extension Draft. And we are we're going to continue with the picks, but right now we do have a special interview guest on the line, Jim. Let's go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Travis Bryan is standing by, probably the hottest free agent in the draft at this point. Travis, you've paid attention, obviously, to the first round of the draft. What are your thoughts about Bruce Mitchell going to PW Torch SmackDown and Todd Martin going to PW Torch Raw?
I don't know what those two guys have to do with me. Where was I drafted? Hottest free agent?
We're about to start the second round right now.
So I haven't gone in the first round. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we've only had two picks, but you know, then there were
two picks that I could have been picked for. Correct.
I suppose that's entirely possible. Yes.
So you're supposing. Okay. Right. This is nonsense. I'm not happy about this. I'm considering talking to my agent, tearing my contract up. This is not a good day in the Bryan household. But go ahead, continue with your questioning, interview man.
Okay. Well, Travis, do you have a preference as to which brand selects you?
I want to go to the brand that pays me the most money, gives me the most exposure, and picks me first. But clearly, that third option isn't going to happen.
Okay. All right. Well, Travis,
crap.
Hold on. I mean, we can have you
hang
on the line,
but
right. Yeah, unfortunately, the next pick is in, so let's go ahead and go to our commissioner, Johnny Fairplay.
A lot of action in the war room, guys. I mean, this is crazy. All right, with the second pick in the 2016 PW Torch. Well, I mean, this okay. I'm reading what the card says, Pat.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
PW Torch SmackDown selects Travis Bryant.
All right, well, Travis Bryant does actually end up going to the PW Torch SmackDown brand. Travis, I'd like to congratulate you on being drafted second and being able to stay together with Bruce Mitchell on the SmackDown brand. Any other thoughts that you'd like to share with your fans?
No, I don't want to be with Bruce Mitchell if I'm number two. I'm not number two. I am a number one draft pick. Period.
Well, Jim, you know, this is one of the issues that people were concerned about when you have a draft like this. It causes all sorts of tension.
Garbage. I'm done with
okay,
this.
Well,
gee,
thank you very much.
I wonder if Travis is going to break off and go to Total Nonstop Torch.
I don't know. I promise you I don't know anything about that. Let's go ahead and continue the interviewing. Let's see. Okay, hold on a moment. We're going to try to get hold of the War Room for PW Torch SmackDown, and that's going to involve Jim. Can you fill for just a second while I take care of this?
Well, if you're just joining us, this is the PW Torch Live Draft. As we're switching to PW Torch SmackDown and PW Torch Raw, the first overall draft pick went to Bruce Mitchell and SmackDown. The second pick was Todd Barton going to Raw, and if you're just joining us, you heard the controversy as Travis Bryant was chosen
Hello.
For SmackDown, but Travis seems to be very upset about it as he does not consider himself a number two or number three pick. He considers himself the first draft choice. So a little bit of controversy here in the PW Torch draft. We'll see what happens as we monitor all of these things right now. It's Jim Valley and Pat McNeil. Want to mention that this is also brought to you by Loot Crate. July is Futuristic Month, so coming up in the month of July, your theme is going to be something that's futuristic from Loot Crate. You get almost $40 of stuff, great things, action figures, T-shirts, posters, trinkets, everything. You get 6 to 8 items, including licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, for just $20 a month and more. You go to lootcrate.com, enter the code PWTORCH, and save $3 on any new subscription with Loot Crate, your sponsor of the PW Torch Draft.
I don't mean to interrupt, Jim, but we do have standing by on the line the general manager of PW Torch SmackDown, Sean Radican. Sean, two very controversial first picks. You have reunited the team of Bruce Mitchell and Travis Bryant. That has to be a big score for you.
I'm very excited to hear that news. It's a great day for Radican Enterprises.
Okay, can you give us some idea of how you plan to outshine your competition over at PW Torch Raw?
Just featuring the good folks, Bruce and Travis, and you know, maybe a personality facelift is in order for both gentlemen. So I'll be working on them with that.
Okay, Jim, do you have a question for Sean?
So a lot of people have thought of PW Torch SmackDown as the secondary brand, and obviously we've got a lot of pressure from Bonnie Hammer and the USA Network to improve PW Torch SmackDown. Other than Bruce Mitchell and Travis Bryant, what do you plan to do to raise the profile of PW Torch SmackDown?
I don't know. The only thing I could do to further raise the profile of my brand is to, keep drafting great columnists.
Yeah, I think that's I think you're off to an excellent start, Sean, and I'm not just saying that because there's a chance that you might become my boss. We wish you luck in the rest of the draft, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us here at the Brand Extension Draft.
Take care, guys.
Okay. All right, and on that note, just as we wrap up with Sean Radican, it looks like our next pick is going to be in. Hold on here. Is it? And we're going to go down to Johnny Fairplay, our draft commissioner.
Well, I think Radican summed it up, giving Bruce Mitchell a facelift. I think that's been years in the making. But with the fourth pick in the 2016 PW Torch Brand Extension Draft, PW Torch Raw selects Greg Parks.
Greg Parks going to the PW Torch Raw brand. I can't say that was unexpected. That might, some people might think that's an obvious pick. Let's go to our draft analyst standing by, Kylan Furlow. Kylan standing by in our New Jersey studios. Kylan, your thoughts on Greg Parks as a as an analyst?
Hey, Greg is a premier analyst of all things sports entertainment related. Greg will no doubt bring a unique brand of personality and analysis to the Raw brand, which will generate major ratings and social media usage.
Yes, I think we can all agree on that. Thank you, Kylan. Stand by. Did you have any, Kylan? Who's up at the top of your big board now that the top four picks have gone?
Let's see. The only person that remains at least on my list of expected people to be drafted is Radican's wrestling community co-host, Brian Leahy.
Oh, yeah. Bro, Brian Leahy, a big name in this community. All right, we'll be keeping an eye out for that. I think Jim, that Kylan feels that Brian Leahy is undervalued, perhaps.
He's definitely been sort of a dark horse in this whole draft. It could happen, but definitely, he could be an impact player. I'll tell you what, I do like the combination of Greg Parks and Todd Martin. Todd, a little more stoic, a little more methodical in his analysis and in his writing and his podcast style, but Greg Parks brings a certain energy. I think it's a good combination to have the two there. I think they balance each other out very well.
And I'm informed that that there's a very pro Parks contingent in the chat room that's excited about this pick. But let's hear more about it from the man himself who is responsible for this. On the line from the Raw War PW Torch Raw War Room in Houston, Texas, is PW Torch Raw General Manager James Caldwell. James, welcome to the program. Congratulations on your first two picks.
Thank you, Pat. I have thoroughly enjoyed the process. War is Raw. Raw is War. It just kind of flows together. Here in a new era for the Raw brand of PW Torch.
I'm sure you had to be disappointed when you lost the coin toss, but I think you've rallied rather well thus far.
I do like the two picks. I think that we've successfully navigated the strange rules for the coin toss. I'm going to have to review this with the commissioner or Fairplay, one or the other. But, yes, we've got Todd Martin, best for business, VIP subs, audio content, live correspondence. What more could you want from your top pick in the draft? Plus, I mean, Pat, look what I did in the second pick. I brought Greg Parks over from SmackDown. He's been covering SmackDown for 15,000 years. I needed to bring him over to Raw. This is John Cena coming over from SmackDown, St. Louis. You all remember that. This is Greg Parks, Todd Martin, Raw's War.
Okay, can you give us some? Let's see. Can you give us some insight as to what your strategy is for the next few picks? Do you think you'll be able to get some? You think you'll be able to pick up some value here?
Oh, definitely. I've scoured the roster. I think we can assemble a very strong 3, 4, 5 picks here. You know, I don't want to tip my hand on who I'm thinking about here. Sean might be listening in to my strategy, but we've
got all
kinds of names on the draft board. We've got Mel Kiper on the line. We've got John Gruden on the line. Chris Berman's off of the All-Star game. We don't have to worry about him. But we've got the talent that we need to help make this decision.
Okay. Well, James, I want to thank you and wish you luck. And I'm sure we'll be discussing this in greater detail on the VIP after show immediately following the conclusion of the draft. And I should point out, you have a lot of excited fans in the war room. We did have a question from our correspondent, Mr. Dalton, who asks, are there going to be any trades? Are you looking to make any trades?
I'm satisfied with my first two picks. So I need to see who Sean picks third, fourth, fifth, and maybe we can work out a deal, throw in a couple of nice prospects and see what we come up with. But I'm satisfied at this moment, Pat.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much. James Caldwell, ladies and gentlemen, the general manager of PW Torch Raw, and could be the future boss for one or both of us, Jim Valley. So I know that we all wish James well.
Sounds like he's got a lot of energy, and he has a strategy, and he's sticking to it. So this is becoming a very passionate draft here for PW Torch SmackDown, and in James' case, PW Torch Raw.
Okay, let's go ahead and let's see. Let's go ahead and review. We're coming up on the third round here as we hit the top of the hour. Was Bruce Mitchell going to the PW? Hold on a moment. The pick is in, so let's go down to our commissioner, Mr. Johnny Fairplay.
With the fifth pick in the 2016 PW Torch Brand Extension Draft, PW Torch SmackDown selects Mike Metzger. Wow.
Oh, Mike Metzger, longtime correspondent there, handling some big TV shows. I don't know. This is interesting, Jim. Do you think he's ready to step up and be part of the wide open PW Torch SmackDown brand?
Well, you know, with Bruce Mitchell and Travis Bryant going to SmackDown, creating interest, this could be the platform that he needs to take him to the next level and propel him up to that level of main event material.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, looking at the board, there's still a lot of opportunity here. As a matter of fact, let's get some instant analysis for this. We're going to go back to Chicago and our analyst Boris Roberts. Boris, your thoughts on how the draft is going so far?
Sounds like we got some unhappy campers and thinking they was the prestige of the draft and signing out. They're not. We might have some trouble on our hands. We got to be careful, They might get a team together here unexpectedly, and they might come back and beat us up or something. I don't know.
Really? Okay. So
Travis sounded a little hostile over there. He might,
that's an issue.
He might get the Torch Club together. You gotta be careful. He might get the Torch Club together, and we might start beating up on John Cena. Sorry.
Oh no, that's I don't know. That depends, I guess, as to whether John Cena ends up on the Raw brand. But we'll worry about that in just a bit. Thank you very much for your analysis there, Boris. All right. We're coming up on a hard break. When we return, the third pick, obviously coming for PW Torch Raw, and of course we're gonna maybe take some of your calls if we have time. And continue this once-in-a-lifetime event, the PW Torch Brand Extension Draft, here exclusively on PWTorchLivecast.com.
There's so many great perks that come with being a PW Torch VIP member, and one of them is access to vintage radio shows dating back to the late 1980s through the Attitude Era. The Pro Wrestling Focus radio show that I hosted on KFAN in the early 1990s. John Arezzi's Pro Wrestling Spotlight show out of New York that ran from the late 80s through the mid-90s. And Jim Valley's Total Chaos from the Attitude Era. All those shows, available with new ones added regularly, come with your PW Torch VIP membership. Listen to real-time discussions of current events on WrestleMania, big news stories with Ultimate Warrior, Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Monday Night War, and so much more, live callers, and I'm even a guest regularly on John Arezzi's Pro Wrestling Spotlight. You can hear what I had to say about the rise of the Ultimate Warrior, some early WrestleManias, Ric Flair's jump to the WWF, and so much more. It's a cool perk that comes with a VIP membership, along with so many other benefits. Check out full details on becoming VIP and a whole list of all the exclusives that VIP members currently enjoy. Join them at pwtorch.com/goVIP. Get full information, and the 90-second sign-up process begins at pwtorch.com/goVIP. It's mobile friendly.
We now return to the 2016 PW Torch Brand Extension Draft presented by FanEssentials.net and by Loot Crate. Don't forget, $3 off your first Loot Crate purchase by using the code PWTorch. And, of course, Jim, as we noted earlier, a big sale for new VIP members. If you go to pwtorch.com/goVIP and enter the secret code TORCHDRAFT, you can get a month of Torch membership for just $1 or $9 off any VIP membership. That's a big value. And the brand extension draft continues. We are in the third round. Thus far, if you've just joined us, Sean Radican, who's the PW Torch SmackDown GM, has selected Bruce Mitchell, Travis Bryant, and Mike Metzger. And James Caldwell, the Raw GM, has selected Todd Martin and Greg Parks. Do you think there are any real surprises on the horizon here as we get ready to hit the end of the third round?
Nothing that I can think of, but, it sounds to me like particularly James Caldwell has got a strategy, so we'll see. He sounds very energetic. He sounds to me like a guy who might have something up his sleeve, and as like they say in sports entertainment writing, anything can happen.
All right, we are taking some fan reaction. Let's go to the 305 area code, 305. You're on the air with Pat and Jim talking about the PW Torch Brand Extension Draft. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm glad that Parks went to Raw. That's a good thing.
Okay.
I hope that we'll get another great pick in Raw, because we definitely need it. It's a 3-hour show.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be. It definitely calls for something extra, which is, I think it's one of the reasons that this draft is taking place, Jim. And we thank you for your time, caller. We we're going to need additional depth to cover both Raw and SmackDown as they go live each week, which is why which is one of the reasons this brand extension draft is taking place.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe we could see somebody from the outside coming in, just like we may see people from NXT next week. Maybe we could see somebody like a Britt Whitmire, who sometimes does work with Bruce Mitchell. Maybe he could be a surprise draft coming in from the outside. Things could happen. You never know.
That's true. Oh, and speaking of things happening, let's go back to the podium and our draft commissioner, Johnny Fairplay.
Real quick, guys, during my 4-mile run on Sunday, I enjoyed the all-new episode of the Wayback Playback with Pat and Jim, respectively, and I enjoyed the final hour of King of the Ring and the coronation of Austin 316.
Okay, well, we'll be happy to talk. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about what we have coming for the Wayback Playback this weekend, assuming, of course, that Jim and I end up on the same brand.
That's true. What happens if you and I end up on different brands? And what happens to the way back playback? Does that mean you're going to do it with somebody else? What could, I mean, geez, what, especially since we have the very popular Great American Bash from 1991, the first pay-per-view after Ric Flair left WCW. That's the next one that's coming up. So we have some big plans for the way back playback, which could be completely, you know, taken off the tracks.
Okay. Okay, I got a text here. Wade says that the brand extension doesn't start until next week, so this weekend's show is still on. I don't know. I mean, I have not heard from him. I mean, I suppose we'd have to have a separate PW Torch Raw Wayback Playback and a PW Torch SmackDown Wayback Playback. That just doesn't – that just seems odd. Anyway, Johnny, you had a pick. The pick is in?
Yep, the envelope right here in my hand with the sixth pick in the 2016 PW Torch Brand Extension Draft. PW Torch Raw selects Brian Leahy.
Oh my, Brian Leahy, a fixture on, a fixture on the Torch's independent coverage, and I think Jim, that's obviously James Caldwell shoring up potentially one of his weak areas.
I think that's one of the bigger surprises we've seen. I don't think that I expected Brian Leahy to go so high in the draft, but I think it's a fine choice, and it's some good thinking outside of the box strategy.
Okay, let's see. Let's get some more thoughts on that. We're going to go back to our draft analyst, Kylan Furlow, who is standing by in our studios. Kylan, your thoughts on Brian Leahy going in the third round?
Brian is our premier independent voice and entertainment analyst who specializes in all things specifically European and Japanese in sports entertainment. I trust that Brian will continue to bring us primo New Japan and progress wrestling coverage for the rest of 2016 and beyond.
He makes a very good point, Jim, because you're talking about, there's a lot of big New Japan shows coming up. Obviously, the PW Torch Raw brand is going to want to provide coverage of those.
Yeah, you're exactly right. New Japan has been hot for a while, and it's been sort of a feeder system for some WWE stars. Now, this is a very important pick. Like I said, some outside-the-box thinking, but a very, very solid pick. Very, very solid.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for your analysis, Kylan. What are you thinking? What are you thinking as we approach the fourth round?
For a fourth round pick, I see a possibility of special and ancillary PW Torch moonlighting host or co-host Benjamin Tucker or Mike Rowe.
Okay, well, yeah, that's an interesting pick. It's been a little while though. I think since Mike Rowe has been on the PW Torch podcast, but he would be interesting to bring back. Jim, that's a good point. There are a lot of former PW Torch staff members who we could see again as a result of this. In fact, in the chat room, somebody has suggested Mark Madden.
Boy, that's got to be a pick. That's a big money pick because Madden doesn't work for free. He's like a very expensive free agent. We'll see if someone's going to reach in their pockets and make that happen.
Okay, we're going to try to get as many of these picks as we can within the next 15 minutes, and obviously we will have anything that comes afterwards. We're going to have on the website and on the VIP after show And at the VIP after show, I'm going to get to talk to James Caldwell anyway, so we'll have even more on James' strategy going forward. Also, I've been informed that Travis Bryant will be discussing his situation coming up on the East Coast Cast, which begins 15 minutes from now on most of these Blog Talk radio stations. Go to eastcoastcast.com for all the details. As always, on that program, though, parental discretion is advised, so be careful. All right, let's see. We're going into the fourth round. I'm trying to look for any holes that we might... I think that means that the pick is in from Sean Radican. So let's go back to the podium and Draft Commissioner Johnny Fairplay.
With the seventh pick in the 2016 PW Torch Brand Extension Draft, PW Torch SmackDown selects Larry Dallas.
Larry Dallas. Oh, my goodness. Larry Dallas from Busted Open Radio on Sirius XM. That's got to be an interesting selection. Another outside-the-box, a good outside-the-box pick for Sean Radican.
It's Jim? Just going to add depth at SmackDown. We'll see how Caldwell can respond to this one.
Well, matter of fact, let's go ahead and look over some of the conversation that's taking place right now in our very own chat room on Blog Talk Radio. A lot of fans of Brian Leahy is one of the chat guests is calling him a modern day Renaissance man when it comes to wrestling analysis. That's an interesting way to look at it. I sense a lot of enthusiasm in the chat room for the Raw picks who maybe haven't had the main event experiences as of somebody like Bruce Mitchell or Travis Bryant, Jim.
Yeah, but still, you know, you got to plan for the future. You've got to build up, and again, maybe you can create a platform. You know, you got to make new stars. You got to make new content. So, no, I think these are good strategies and good ideas. You can kind of see where they're going with these draft picks.
Okay, looking forward to it. Let's see here. All right, we are trying to get hold of Larry Dallas for his comments. We don't really have his phone number handy, but I know somebody who will definitely have some comments to make. Let's go back to the phones and our draft analyst Boris Roberts in Chicago, Illinois. Boris, what are your thoughts on Radican's fourth pick there?
He done pretty much one up Caldwell, and you know I'm shocked too. SmackDown is looking pretty good, so I mean I'm just looking forward to how well it does once we get all the complete draft picks in and see how as it's been laid out that I think SmackDown is really going to be laying the SmackDown on that Raw brand.
Okay. That's a good question. I was going to ask who do you think has the edge so far, Boris?
I'm a big fan of James Caldwell, but it hurts my heart to say it. Sean Radican has the edge right now.
I think Sean winning the toss and getting the first pick, I think that made a big difference in. In James's strategy, but it does seem like he has a plan, and he's gonna need some depth coming up with 3 hours of coverage. Boris, thank you very much. We will hopefully get to talk to you more later. And let's see, we're trying to get hold of Larry Dallas, and we are trying to get hold of let's see. I think we're gonna try to talk to James Caldwell. After this next pick, as a matter of fact. Hold on. We got to go to the podium where Johnny Fairplay is standing by.
With the eighth pick in the 2016 PW Torch Brand Extension Draft, PW Torch Raw selects Justin James.
That might be a surprise pick to some people, but the connoisseurs of the Torch website, Jim Valley, know that Justin James does do the NXT review. That's become a more integral part of the Torch as the weeks have gone by.
Yeah, that's a good move as far as shoring up that coverage, especially with all of the things happening with NXT, and it's going to be interesting to see with the With the cruiserweight tournament, and also with people moving up from NXT, it's like that's going to be a very critical piece. Definitely a good draft pick there.
All right, hold on. Back on the line, we do have James Caldwell, the PWTorch Raw General Manager. James, I just from knowing you, and I think that you're pleased with that selection.
Yes, I've got to tear up a few draft cards here in the war room. Sean stole my thunder a little bit, but I have come back. Boris, I know your number. I know your number, Boris. I heard what you said a moment ago. It made me very sad, but yes, yeah. Well, we have come back. I needed to go international with my third pick. Brian Leahy, excellent international coverage. Somebody's got to watch the New Japan shows at 5 in the morning. I can't do it on my own. We got Brian on that. Plus, as you said, I've got to go to Justin James, covers NXT. We know NXT's taking over things. It's just a matter of time. So I'm shoring up the international, got to get the international VIP subs up, make sure that looks good for the shareholders of TDH. And NXT, we know that's, we're investing for the future. Justin James, Brian Leahy, my third and fourth picks. I feel very good about this.
Okay, and I understand that, James. I'll be getting to talk to you in more detail, obviously, at about start that conversation in about 10 minutes. And we want to thank you for taking the time out from your war room and being so candid with us.
Well, I appreciate it, Pat and Jim. And I will move on to the VIP after show right after I throw away some more draft cards. Thanks, Sean.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you, James Caldwell. All right, Jim, yeah, we do have to talk about this. The votes are in, and it looks like you and I are going to be covering the 1991 Great American Bash on the Wayback Playback Show, which will be dropping this Sunday for PW Torch VIP members. The 1991 Great American Bash, unlike this event, is considered by many the worst pay-per-view of all time, and that's taking in a lot of territory.
It's definitely up there. I mean, it was really a time of chaos, probably the low point of Jim Herd's tenure in WCW, because Ric Flair had just left to go to the WWF, and the main event, which was supposed to be Lex Luger beating Ric Flair for the title, turned out to be Barry Windham and Lex Luger, neither one champion. To decide the vacant WCW champion. There's also a Russian chain match. There's a Knight of the Skywalker scaffold match. The Rock and Roll Express fight each other. There's a lot of interesting and terrible decisions on this pay-per-view that you've got to see to believe.
Okay, I do have to check into this one thing. The 718 area code. 718 area code. Is this Larry Dallas?
No, this is Mike from Brooklyn.
Okay, Mike from Brooklyn. Well, Mike, while you're here, your thoughts on the PW Torch brand extension draft thus far?
Oh, it's pretty good. Pretty interesting.
Okay.
Hopefully somebody will follow suit. I mean, listen to your views, guys, and follow suit, on some of your picks, And the real brand extension on Tuesday.
Well, we don't know if the real brand extension on Tuesday will be quite as exciting as what we've done here over the past 53 minutes, but we can only hope. Thank you very much for your comments, Mike. Okay, let's go back to the chat room. I know we'll probably get Johnny Fairplay in before we get to the next pick. Let's see. Comment from the chat room. Wade is a fan of Will Pruitt. Could he be signed to a big contract to come to PW Torch? I don't know. What are your thoughts, Jim?
I think that we're seeing actually a lot of parity. I think it goes to show, the amount of talent and the amount of depth that the PW Torch has on both sides, where you can split the brands like this and you still have two very solid products. So, no, I think this has been a very interesting exercise, and it shows the kind of quality you get if you sign up as a VIP member.
Okay, and another comment from the chat room wanting to know if Sergeant Kevin Robinson is eligible to be picked. I'm pretty sure that everybody is eligible to be picked, although I've got to say I have not heard from the Sarge in some time.
I've never had the pleasure of talking to the Sarge, so I can't really add anything there.
Okay, well, maybe we will get to hear from him on a Saturday in the near future. What do you have coming up on your Saturday show, Jim? Yeah.
This Saturday, we've got an amazing guest. I'm super excited. He does not do a lot of interviews. He's one of probably a very influential wrestler. But Austin Idol is going to be on Saturday Morning Wrestling, the Nostalgia Podcast. Idol probably best known for his run in Memphis and shaving Jerry Lawler's head in 1987 with Tommy Rich and Paul Heyman. But he had an amazing career as far as wrestling. You know, he wrestled in the WWF for a time. He wrestled in Continental. He even wrestled in Portland. And, of course, he was involved in that famous plane crash with Gary Hart in Tampa. But he does not do a lot of interviews, and I'm very excited to have him on this Saturday on Saturday Morning Wrestling. Definitely one of my top choices. If I were to do a draft as far as people I'd want to interview, he might be even number one of the people that I've never interviewed. So I'm really excited about that.
Okay, let's go back to the podium and our PW Torch Draft Commissioner, Johnny Fairplay.
Just a reminder, folks, this Sunday, July 17th, you can catch me, Johnny Fairplay, at Revolution Wrestling Authority at Johnny and June's Ultra Saloon in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's a Sunday afternoon show, 2:30 meet and greet, 4 p.m. bell time. You'll see myself, the Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant, is putting his hair and Hall of Fame ring on the line. And it's going to be crazy. Lots of other people you might recognize. The Stro and Crimson and Gunner. Lots of folks. Good times. Johnny and June's Ultra Saloon this Sunday. Check out Revolution Wrestling Authority on Facebook for more details. But with the ninth pick in the 2016 PW Torch Brand Extension Draft, PW Torch SmackDown selects John Mazzara.
John Mazzara, the writer of the hit list, the hits and misses. And I think this is a big get here for Sean Radican, because the writer of the Raw hit list ending up on the SmackDown brand.
Yeah, is he going to write the SmackDown hit list? What's going to happen there? This an interesting development. It's because we come to the end of the draft.
I know it's. It's just crazy. I think also as we approach the, obviously this could continue well into the evening as long as Sean and James have draft picks to make. But let's see. Definitely Sean is breaking ground, I think, with these picks. He's definitely on his way to developing his own style, and I think that's kind of important. Hold on a moment. I think we're going to be called back to the podium. Johnny Fairplay is standing by with the next selection.
I apologize, guys. I was searching for Pokemon around my house, and so with that in mind.
Sorry. Well, that happens.
Happens.
So, yeah.
Well, with the 10th pick in the 2016 PW Torch Brand Extension Draft, PW Torch Raw selects, Sean Waltman.
Oh, my. Well, Johnny has to be excited about that. As you know, Sean Waltman and Johnny Fairplay did a show together on another website. Sean Waltman, I mean, obviously his analysis is going to be very important for Raw, somebody who was part of the actual WWE Raw brand. Yeah, with somebody who appeared on a lot of Raws, Jim.
Yeah, I think it's a great choice, and you know, it's one of those things that's kind of a sleeper choice. And I think maybe had someone done their homework, Sean Waltman, someone who I think maybe should have gone a little bit higher in the draft, a sleeper pick there.
Okay, let's see. We're about this definitely gives Sean Radican something to answer about. We're going to have more analysis of this as we're running out of time, but we're going to stay with this as long as we can, and then we'll have more analysis on the VIP after. Okay, hold on a moment, Jim. I just got a text. Wade is rethinking this whole brand extension idea. Apparently, according to Wade, it started sometime after the Larry Dallas pick. I don't know what to say. We'll be following. Jim. Looks like the draft is being suspended for now. I want to thank everybody for being part of this incredible occasion here on PW Torch Livecast. Join us next week when Lodi will be the guest on the Wednesday live cast. Don't miss Jim and I this weekend on the Wayback Playback. Jim, your thoughts as we wrap up this tremendous evening.
Well, Pat, like I said, I think it shows just the kind of depth that we have here at PW Torch and the value you get when you're a VIP member. So be sure to sign up at pwtorch.com/govip. And what was that special again right now that's going on right now?
The code is TorchDraft, pwtorch.com/govip, $9 off any VIP membership.
There it is, and I think we have to round up every draft and every moment here at the special Torch Desk in the words of Booker T, Shucky Ducky.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim, and thank you for being part of this special occasion. For Jim Valley, this is Pat McNeil. Good night.